Our patients care about trust and confidence and good outcomes. They want to see cases that you've done and know that you're confident in the care that you're going to give them. So they're not paying for your credentials. Our patients are paying for your confidence.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You've spent tens of thousands, maybe even six figures, at one of the big name training centers, not named 3D dentists, the Coices, the Spear, the Pankeys, the Dawson, the LVIs, the XYZ, but you're still doing single tooth dentistry in same day emergencies and working people into your schedules. Why? Today, Meredith and I are breaking down the harsh truth about elite level CE and how to actually make it pay off. I'm not against them, but I want to teach you how to make it actually pay off.
Welcome to Dentistry Made Simple, brought to you by 3D Dentists. I'm Meredith, and our mission is simple, leveling the playing field for the individual dentist. You shouldn't be getting squeezed from every direction while trying to take care of your patients. It's time to start evening the odds.
Speaking of leveling the playing field, Mare Bear, that's exactly why we created 3D and what we do here at 3D Dentists. I've seen and I've done it where we've invested a lot of money in elite CE, but we struggle to implement it in their real world, everyday general practices. Our programs bridge that gap here at 3D Dentists. Our frameworks, our systems, our support, our team training, our mindset coaching allow you to take all that amazing CE you've done and put it into practice. That's what we do here at 3D Dentists. You know, elite CE is incredible. You know, honestly, I've been through, I've done LVI, I've done Spear, I've done Coice, you know, I've done, and others, you know, I've done so much elite level CE, you know, in my career, but there's an unspoken reality of so much of this.
Yeah.
Now, number one, all of these places are life-changing. Mm-hmm. They were life-changing for me.
Eye-opening, I think.
Eye-opening, all those things.
Yeah.
All of them. Like, I am not against any of those places whatsoever. But if your practice isn't ready, if your mindset isn't ready, and or if you're not ready to put in the hard work of the transformation that's needed, the implementation that's needing, these courses don't change your life. They just become very expensive identity badges. Like, you know, I laughed when, you know, I thought of this, the identity badge part of it was, I can't tell you how many people walk around saying, I'm an XYZ trained dentist. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I kind of ask them, well, how many FMRs do you do a year? They go, like one. I'm like, okay, well.
That was a lot.
That's a
lot. Where's your return on investment?
They'll say, well, I'm more confident. I get it. Not everything's about ROI.
That's why I said eye-opening, because I know when you guys went, or when Rick started going to Coice, and he was surprised and sharing with me how many young dentists were there. While I do think a lot of people are trying to go to see Coice before everyone's like, he's going to retire. He's going to retire. He said, there's no way these dentists could be ready for all of this yet. Right. But I think for them, they're like, well, it's eye opening for me to see what's down the road or what can be possible.
And today what we're going to do is unpack why this happens, how to break the cycle, and how to turn, you know, how to get better. I don't want to say how to turn every dollar of CE into an ROI, but, you know, how to get a greater ROI.
And to make it worth it.
To me, the greatest ROI on any CE isn't necessarily how much money you make, but how much it changes your life. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't care if I make more money or a little bit less money at the end of the day, at this point in my career, certainly, but I just want my life to feel better. I want to be happier. You know, I want to feel more fulfilled. And so that's what we want to kind of do that. So, you know, Meredith, let's start with the elephant in the room.
Yeah, well, this is probably what I hear the most when doctors call, when I talk to doctors. So this is probably what a lot of you dentists are listening are probably thinking right now. But Coice, Dawson, Spear, these are the best courses in the world. If I just take more CE, I'll eventually level up, right? So why doesn't this work?
Because this is such a great statement I'm about to make. Dentists confuse activity with accomplishment. And here's what I mean by that. Taking CE feels like progress because you're learning more. You know, like all our lives, what we've been told and taught, certainly as brown people, for sure, it's get more educated. My grandfather called me dumb because I didn't go to specialty school after dental school. You know, so we've been taught that taking more education is progress. But the reality is, if the education you take doesn't change your patient or your life schedule and or your profit and loss statement, it's just expensive entertainment and manual, you know, mental happiness. I mean, that's what it is. And, you know, I remember when I went to my first class, I came back very inspired and I hit a wall because I couldn't get any patients to say yes. I struggled with it. You know, I knew what I was talking about, but then my team members didn't know what I was talking about. It, you know, and my schedule just became more and more, continued to get jammed with more and more single tooth dentistry. Before I knew it, a couple of months had passed, a couple of 6 months had passed, and nothing had changed. You know, and the education was amazing, but I just wasn't able to use it. And that's the reality for a lot of dentists. I know many of you listening, as much as this is the elite listeners of dental podcasts, I know you're shaking your head. And at the end of the day, I want to be clear. Some people leave 3D dentists like that because they're not ready to put in the hard work, or they came before they were ready. So, you know, it's a reality.
Yeah. And we see this all the time with our courses, with other courses. You know, a lot of people who are in our mastermind take a lot of other CE.
Yeah.
A lot of people who come to CE do take a lot of other CE. And so we get to hear, I think we have a different side of it, where we get to hear a lot of other people's input about what they've loved, different yeah. places, and here even with great feedback. And doctors come back, they always leave so fired up, so yeah. motivated, so ready, but the schedule doesn't change when they get back. They get back and they don't have time to implement programmers or any of these different things. They're just, their day's full.
They're deprogrammers.
Yeah, okay. You know. Deprogrammers.
Okay.
Sorry.
Like we're doing computer work.
Yeah, that too. They don't have time to go back and change anything. So the team doesn't know what was learned is probably what's most important, right? Because you go back and it's like the blind leading the blind. There's no support. And 6 months later, they're back at another course, hoping that this one is going to be the one that will finally click. It's like a cycle of hope, right? And there's never a plan. How often do you get back from CE and have a breakdown of what was learned and how we're going to implement it?
I want you to take slow down your walk. Keep your eye on the road if you're listening while you're driving.
Or on your treadmill. Please don't fly off.
Don't be like those videos I see on the Insta-famous and Fakebook. I don't get on TikTok. I can only imagine what would happen to me if I got on TikTok.
No, don't do it.
I want you guys to do a thought experiment for me. I want you to ask yourself, of all the clinical CE courses you've taken the last 3 years, how many of them have transformed your practice? How many times have you gone to a cosmetic class and you come back and now you're doing the number of cosmetic cases that you said you were going to do? How many times have you gone to an implant program and you're doing it? How many times have you gone to an occlusion class and you're occlusioning, as Meredith says, you're programming
yeah.
everybody? You know, how many of those clinical CE programs have you come back from and seen that quote unquote ROI, or seen that practice shift that you've been looking for? You know, or would you just be able to admit that you feel like a better dentist without making you a more successful one? And look, that's okay until it's not okay. Okay. Right. If it makes you feel better and you're okay not being more economically successful, that's totally okay with me. But that's not, you know, what I'm after. I'm not after money, but I'm after feeling better as a clinician, but also feeling like I'm actually doing the dentistry because that level of feeling as feeling better is amazing.
Or working in the right direction. That's hard to think about.
Yeah. So here's the reality. These courses aren't broken. Your readiness is. If your CE doesn't change your schedule and or your profit and loss at your practice, It's simply expensive tax write-off entertainment. Stop collecting courses. Start collecting wins.
So it may be then that the CE itself isn't broken, but that the practice just isn't quite ready for it yet. So that's hard for a lot of people, I think, to process or swallow and think about that they're not ready for it yet, right? Because they want, maybe they want to be, but it's just not the right time. Can you unpack that a little bit and talk about that?
Do I have to program it or deprogram?
Deprogram. Reprogram. Let's reprogram it now.
I love it. That means you're listening to people talk.
Because they call me and they ask me how many of those they're going to have to buy and all of this. And I bought this and I don't know how to use it. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, oh my God.
And I'm like, you don't have to buy any of that.
Let me unpack that for you, Meredith.
You love when I mess up and you'll never let it go.
You know, as a CE provider myself,
yeah,
okay, and as somebody that took a lot of CE before I became a CE provider, it still takes a lot of CE. It's these courses assume, I've learned not to assume it, mm-hmm. okay, that you have the time to go back and implement. You have the team that you're ready to, that's ready to implement, and you have the patients that are ready to do the dentistry. And I think one of the things they really forget is that you have the leadership to go back and drive all of this to happen.
And I think people probably have one out of the three on a regular basis and ready.
Without that, you end up with amazing, beautiful protocols, amazing cases, aspirational, and zero cases for you to apply. I remember this. I remember this so well. Oh, my God. I think I've told this story before. You know, my grandfather made fun of me for not going to specialty school mm-hmm. because I told him I didn't have the grades to do it. So then he called me duffer, which means dumb. Probably means dumbass.
Yeah.
But
PG-13 rating. There it goes.
And then my dad, my typical brown people, my graduation gift, and this may sound privileged. It's far from it, but my dad's gift to me, my family's gift to me when I graduated dental school was a $10,000 gift certificate to go take
more education.
And I remember I took this class and my dad said, "So how many patients have you done it on already?" And I said, "None." And he said, "Why'd you take that one?" Like he goes, what in your head said, why should you take that class? And this is what this reminds me of. It's an expensive identity badge. And so, you know, when I finally started doing these big cases, it wasn't because I found the clinical CE that magically unlocked it. It's because I restructured my practice. I blocked the time to lead. I blocked the time to do the dentistry. I trained my team. I built protocols and I built frameworks and systems. I created all the things necessary. I created momentum is really what it is. And then once the practice was ready, every CE I took was just multiplying because I had an amazing foundation. And, you know, and honestly, that's kind of the point of our Mastermind Foundations program is to give you the foundations you need to put all this amazing clinical CE, even the ones we teach even, into actual practice.
Yeah, and this is probably where most dentists get stuck. They just keep signing up for courses and more education and hoping that the education alone will solve the problem. But without the schedule changes, the team alignment, the leadership, and the patient pipeline, the foundation just isn't there.
Here's another one for everybody. If nothing changes in your schedule, your team, or your patients, do you really expect the course to suddenly work? So if you go learn something new, and kind of what Meredith said earlier, this episode, last episode, where somebody says, I've got a couple of patients that said yes to this, so I need to go learn how to do it. My question is, I hope it doesn't end with those couple of patients. I hope you intend, you do the work to go back and do more. So
yeah, well, I think usually when people get back and get started, the hardest hurdle is getting started.
Yeah.
So, well, that's why we use the framework evaluate, align, and implement.
Yeah.
And kind of T-Bone, do you kind of want to go through what those are?
Yeah, first is evaluate. I think this one is really the hard one. It's almost like a therapy session now. It's really deciding, where are you right now? And are you actually ready for this level of CE? Are you actually like in a position to put that into place? Are you in a position to actually do the dentistry, especially if you're an associate somewhere? Okay. Are you in the position to actually go and do the dentistry? And are you in a position to actually lead and implement the change that you needed? The second part of that is align. So once you decide, kind of evaluate where you're at, that does that CE that you're taking match and align to the practice stage and the patient base that you have? So for example, if you want to do lots of dental implants and your practice is a bunch of 20-year-olds because you're in, what's the 20-year-old? What's the 20-year-old area here in Raleigh?
Like downtown.
That, like Glenwood South or whatever they call it. Like if you live down there and there's a bunch of 20-year-olds living around you, like the math doesn't add up there. I don't know. Right. I know there's some 20-year-olds without teeth, but there's probably not a lot, or it ends at some point in time, right? So you got to
align. They're probably not making the money yet unless their parents are still paying for it. Well,
that's what I would do, right?
Yeah.
And the third part is implement. Once you evaluate where you're at, once you're aligned, then you got to implement. And that to me is what I did really well is before I went to any class and while I was at the class, I would write down what is my implementation steps. I would come back with a game plan, the action steps. It's kind of what really makes me do those debriefs and action steps and have that sheet of paper that everybody creates where the action steps, what are the steps you got to go back and do? And the, how do your team support that? And one last thing I want to add to this, and I know it's, I don't know if it fits right here or not, but things started taking off for me when I took my team to CE with me. You know, when I stopped going alone and made my team go, because sometimes my team was more motivated than me in doing things.
They can't help you with the vision if they don't know, they can't see the
vision. And most of us aren't very good at sharing it.
Right. And they want to, and sometimes they need to see it for themselves, right? Just hearing it isn't enough. They need to see it. And that's the thing. It's same with our patients, right? Like our patients don't care about 100 certificates on the wall. And I would guarantee you when they make that consult, they don't know what certificates you have on the wall. They don't know. Sometimes they're hidden in back hallway towards our operatories.
Mine are all from Vietnam.
Yeah.
All my certificates.
So, I mean, we even give the certificates, right? And it feels good and it's nice to share with our team. It's nice to share with our patients. But our patients care about trust and confidence and good outcomes. They want to see cases that you've done and know that you're confident in the care that you're going to give them. So they're not paying for your credentials. Our patients are paying for your confidence.
I love that, Meredith. That's really good. That was a good truth bomb there.
Oh, thank you.
That was it was very good. I miss doing these episodes with you.
Oh yeah. Like you've been recording a lot without me.
I do. I do some alone.
Yeah.
But I feel alone doing them. But anyway.
Better together.
But always, you know what separates successful CE from expensive entertainment? Implementation. And that's what we do amazingly well at 3D Dentists. We don't just teach you the advanced techniques. We show you exactly how to build your practice around them. Our mastermind program is life altering. It gives you the frameworks to turn CE into real revenue, into real change in your practice. If you're tired of collecting clinical certificates, give us a call, give us an application for our 3D mastermind program. We're starting a new group in January. We've got 4 or 5 spots available. You can do so at 3d-dentist.com.
Well, let's get practical then for the doctors who are listening that are tired of collecting certificates that don't pay off.
They're not tired of doing it. They just keep doing it.
Or they want the certificates that they're going to get in the future or that they've already received to pay off. What should they do differently next time? Or how should they do differently this time?
Oh, as I think about this, I'm thinking of 3 things. Number one, choose CE, education. And by the way, CE doesn't stand for clinical education. Okay, it stands for continuing education. There's more than just clinical training with all of this. Like if 80, 90% of your education points, whatever they call them, points, to, I don't know what they call them, hours, are clinical, that's 90% of the problem right there, okay? But choose your CE for now, not your ego. Stop chasing CEs that make you feel elite. Eliteness doesn't pay the bills, okay? Number two, bring your team into the process. Stop being cheap, okay? If you can't afford to take your team, then work an extra day so you can afford to take your team, okay? If your team don't want to go with you, find new team members, okay? You know, that's bottom line, okay? It dies in the operatory. All the CE dies in the operatory if your team's not on board. Number three, invest in coaching, not just courses. Courses teach you what? Coaching helps you execute the how. And I know this example analogy is used. Michael Jordan didn't win a single championship until he got an amazing coach that helped him see how getting others involved was going to get him to where he needed to get to. And that's what we do at 3D Dentists. That's what I am. I'm your coach to help you get real world results.
Well, if we could just think about, you know, if you implemented one skill from every CE course you've already taken, then what would your practice, your income, and your team look like 12 months from now?
Oh my God. It'd be like so many of our mastermind folks. Yeah. You know, like I think of it like I think about Ben, right? You know, one that knows how to do endo wasn't doing endo. We created an endo afternoon. Next thing you know, he's doing endo.
Right.
You know, it's about helping people brainstorm and implement through all of this. And we see it over and over again. How about, I don't want to use his name, but he was doing his own hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, well, hygiene pays enough. I'm like, well, implants pay better.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, or how about our startup practice and how, you know, I wanted to see lots of patients and now she's doing mostly sedation and surgeries and cosmetic cases in her practice. You know, how about small town America and rural Wisconsin? Like the stuff that Emily's doing is amazing. You know, and yes, we teach CE, but more importantly, we teach how to do it. And that's what makes us different. Honestly, that's what really makes us different.
Yeah. Well, more CE isn't growth. Implemented CE is growth. So somebody who's wanting to have more implemented CE, what should someone do Monday morning if this episode hits home?
Yeah. Write down the one skill that you've learned that you want to do more of and identify the biggest barrier. Is it time? Is it team? Or is it the patient base? Then block 30 minutes, write it down, and make a plan to overcome that one barrier. And if it's your entire team, make it a plan to break down that one team member barrier. And if you need help with that plan, that's what we do here at 3D Dentists. As an educator ourselves, don't take another course until you implement the one you just took. Like, I love it. I love it. I love people who sign up for the entire continuum in 1 year. And I'm like, Like I know that's humanly nearly impossible to go back and do it all. I mean, I wish I could convince people to do that here.
Actually, I know that is so common because I have people call all the time. They're like, I want to do sleep one and two back to back. And I'm like, that's really not how we recommend it. We recommend you go back.
We make
back.
More money if they do it that
I know.
Way.
I'm like, we do things wrong. We do things backwards.
We do things for the right reasons.
Even with your team, people are like, I want to send my team member to case acceptance bootcamp and treatment coordinator bootcamp 2 weeks later. And I'm like, it's not meant for that. I want them to go back and absorb and implement and
run into problems,
feel comfortable, and then come back and let's scale up and let's jump forward. We can't if they haven't done that yet. So that's funny because it's clearly we're doing things wrong.
Look, if this podcast resonates with you, I need you to do something for me if you haven't already done so. I need you to go to your phone, whether it's Google, I don't know why, likely Apple, and I need you to download the 3D Dentist app and join our community. That's where you will meet other dentists like yourself who are pushing each other, who are there to help you, and you'll get more of these podcasts, you'll get more of me, you'll get more of our frameworks, you'll get more access, and we will help grow your practice. All right, friends, let's leave it there. If you've taken almost all the big name CE, implementation is the magic sauce that makes it work. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.